Hey, Zero.
Welcome to another edition of Inside the 610. I'm your host, Mike Frisetto, and today in the studio we have the amazing Rodney Bush II. How are you, Rodney?
Oh, good, man. Appreciate you.
You know what? I've known you for a long time. You're always active in the Lehigh Valley, especially in Allentown, always doing good things in the community, and you always have this positive aura around you, and it seems like you always try to push that positive energy onto other people. And I know you just got into a lot of self-help type stuff. You were talking to me about following your passions and the hedgehog concept. Let's talk about that, because there's a lot of people out there in the community that want that positive energy that you have and sometimes just have a difficult time getting there. And maybe this conversation could help them out.
Absolutely. I learned about the hedgehog concept numerous ways. It's a webinar I took. My pops introduced it to me as well. And essentially, it's a diagram or an image of three circles, right? One circle, you have what you're passionate about, right? Like, that could be cooking, that could be music, that could be vacation, that could be whatever you're passionate about. And don't overcomplicate it. Keep it simple, right? And then the next piece is your economic engine. What are ways that you can make money, whether that be e-commerce or whatever form of, you know, bringing in some sort of income that you have, right? It doesn't even have to be related to your passion at this point in time. Like, what are ways that you are currently bringing in money, or what are ways that you can bring in money? And then the last circle is, what is the thing that you are absolutely the best at? And I feel like people struggle with that. And the way that they can come to that, if they don't know it themselves, is this: they ask their community around them, ask their spouse or their kids or their family and their friends, like, when you think of me, what is that one thing that you know that I am just great at, that I thrive at? It might be that thing that you do with ease that people are like, well, I need you to do this, right? So you have those three circles: the passion, the money, and then what you're the best at.
Kind of like a Venn diagram.
A Venn diagram.
Gotcha.
Perfect,
okay.
Yep. All right. And then what you have is that thing in the middle. That's the thing that the hedgehog concept wants you to focus on. So, for example, I'm going to use me an example. I am extremely passionate about music, which is something that folks really may not have known me for because of my previous activism, me doing real estate, me being the family man. Folks may not have known how passionate I have been with music. I've been doing music since, playing instruments since I was in second grade, listening to music, obviously, my entire life. But music just plays a major role in my life. Passionate about music. Economic engine. So I've done sales for a while, right? And that being that in real estate, I've worked for so many different jobs. Being a travel agent, starting my own businesses. And then the last concept is what I'm the best at, right? And I feel as though one of my strengths is my organizational and how I build structures. And then how can I combine those things? Well, one of those things was like, okay, I can open up a record store. I can sell records. I could, organize that in a way that other record stores aren't currently doing that, right? And then, well, we know that vinyl records are on an uptick right now, but that may not last forever. So how do I differentiate and bring other sources of income in? Well, I can host jazz shows. I love music, right? I can sell tickets to these jazz shows. I can sell merch. I can create a space for the community to really just come, chill, and just vibe, right? So that's how that hedgehog concept worked out for me.
Gotcha. And it seems like I know some of the things that you're getting involved in Allentown. I know you're organizing, and you're organizing, it looks like a jazz poetry type night, which is supposed to be February 15th. And that's going to be at the old Liberty Bell Church at 620 Hamilton Street. I believe it's called Love is a Journey.
Yeah, Love is a Journey.
So is that all part of the webinar that you got and you learned from about the hedgehog concept, where this is one of the things that you're trying to make all three of those things come together?
Yeah, absolutely. So February 15th, Valentine's Day weekend, we have this great show. We have the music, right, the passion. We have the poetry, which is the passion. We have the money, right, because I'm selling tickets. I am selling merch. It's going to be a great opportunity for us to network and just to build community again. gonna be great food. My pops is playing on the sax, which I don't know a lot of people know how like renowned my pops is. Greg Edwards is the saxophone, man. Like he played with Ray Charles. He did a traveling band with the McDonald's band. Like he's played in different stages all over the country. Still stacks. So him and his band are playing.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of watching him a few times play the saxophone. He's very talented.
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be an amazing night. And I have some of the best poets in the Valley pulling up. So it's going to be a great vibe.
Yeah, that's awesome. It should. And that church, the Liberty Bell Church, it didn't go through some renovations lately. I haven't been in since those renovations were made.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. So we have the Pre-K Counts program in there, which is like a free program that prepares 3 to 4 year olds for kindergarten. So we have kids that are leaving our program already reading. Like they are ahead of the curve. They know their numbers. They know their letters. They know the sounds of their letters. They know shapes, colors. So when they get to kindergarten, they don't have a blank slate. They already know these concepts and are very familiar with these concepts so that they excel. They say, you know, pre-K counts, you know, you have a 25% higher chance of graduating college when you have early education. So with that building, it was a great building, one of the oldest buildings in Allentown, probably the oldest church in Lehigh Valley. There's a lot of upkeep that we had to do, right? So we pretty much renovated that entire space. It's brand new. It's just a great learning center for kids.
Amazing. I would love to go inside. So February 15th, 620 Hamilton Street. I think I'm going to be there.
Yeah,
love
up.
Is a journey.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, following your passions, it seems like people have a difficult time. Like they're passionate about things, but they have a difficult time actually like maybe finding time to do it or getting motivated to do what they're passionate about. What are ways that people can do their passions? What are some ways that you changed your lifestyle so you were able to do more of the things that you're passionate about?
Yeah, so I think a lot of people just suffer from imposter syndrome, where they don't think that they can do something and that they're not capable of doing it, and they kind of speak to themselves in a negative manner. You know, a lot of people suffer it, but I can speak from my point of view that I've suffered with that. I cared too much about what people thought and what they would say about me and what they would do and how they would look at me and would I lose friends and would I even be able to accomplish this, right? So that's one curve that you have to get past. And I know everybody's situation is a little bit different, but you have to make sacrifices, right? Like, you know, I took a pay cut, right? Like in order for me to really pursue this, I know that I had to be able to devote enough time to do that. And to devote enough time, I had to make sacrifices in certain areas. So I'm not making as much money as I once did. I'm not taking vacations as much as I once did. Like I'm not eating out as much as I once did. And I think it's a great exercise for myself because it's very humbling now. It's like, man, I can't stunt like I used to stunt, you know? So, and it's a great thing for my kids to see because it's like, well, Dad can't do all the things that we used to do, but he's building something, right? So it's sacrifice, and, you know, just being humble.
You know, I have to say I went through the same type of transformation. It happened before I had a kid, which was about 4 years ago. I was in sales, too, and I was making lots of money. But I was also working 7 days a week, 10, 12 hours a day.
Right.
You know, at the end of the year when I filed my taxes, I'm like, wow, let's do this again. But then I realized after those 2-3 years of making money like that, I lost a lot of what made me happy.
Exactly.
I thought the first year the money made me happy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I realized, and this was probably about 7-8 years ago when I went through this transformation. Yep, up to like 6 years ago before COVID. Mm-hmm. And that's when I realized it's not money that made me happy. And I don't want to spend the rest of the next 30 years working and forgetting about what I really love and what's important to me.
Yeah.
So I made that change. And luckily for me, COVID happened and it kind of shut down the world for a while and gave me that time to think like, okay, let me use this time to remember who I am and what I love and get back into that stuff.
Yeah, that's beautiful, man. I had a really dope experience. Me and my wife, was born and raised in Puerto Rico. So we go to Puerto Rico as often as possible. And we went to a town called Luisa, which is like essentially like the black part of Puerto Rico. The history there is rich. And we went to this museum. So we looked online and we found the museum and we pulled up and we're like, yo, this is no way this is a museum. This is some guy's house. So luckily, before we pulled off, the guy pulled up and like, you guys want to come inside? And we're like, yeah, we're here. Why not? So we go inside this guy's house, man. It was like, when I tell you this, it's going to sound crazy, but the house was like magical. He had the windows open. Birds were like flying in and out. He had like plants, and every part of his house was art, whether it be a statue that he was finishing up or he finished, or a piece of art, like a painting that he was working on. He had music playing. It was like a divine vibe area where it was just like he loved his work, and he woke up every day loving what he did. Mm-hmm. And you can see it in his house. Amazing. And it was, and that like just dawned on me, like, yo, you really can create a space where you wake up, you're happy, and you really love what you do.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that what kind of like sparked the engine for me. Yeah.
So it's you just started this journey not too long ago, right? What do you see yourself doing in the future? What are you pushing for?
So I had the Jazz Cafes back in 2013. I let a lot of things discourage me from it. You know, that's why I went to business school, was to learn about business and to start this. But, you know, things happen, life happens. But right now, you know, we have the Jazz Cafe, we have the Poetry Lounge. Right now we're doing those monthly events. It's going to turn into a weekly events. We're having the record store, the cafe, the bookstore. We're going to have a healing space in there. It's just going to be a great space for the community, a great space for music. It's going to have great vibes, and it's just going to be a welcoming space and a space for folks to really, like, take a breath and slow down, you know, because things move so fast. You know, we get so tuned in to what's happening right now that we tend to forget how to be present and how to be still and just be. So that's what this space is for.
And is this at 620 Hamilton Street as well?
Yeah, at 620 Hamilton Street. Everything's going down there for right now until it really starts to expand even bigger. But record store, bookstore, healing space, the weekly and monthly events, you know, jazz, poetry. It's going to be elegant. It's going to be vibes. It's going to be just great energy.
I feel like downtown Allentown, you know, it's been going through a renaissance for the last 12 years or so. And I feel like jazz is one genre that really hasn't been tapped into yet.
Yeah, I mean, it comes and it goes. Like, there'll be a wave of, like, they'll have jazz concerts and then they'll just stop. We had a great restaurant. It was like barbecue and jazz. Got back or something like that. It was back in the day, but then they changed it to something else. And now it's that vibe, but more inclusive, and having the record store and the bookstore. There's a restaurant that I love in Washington, D.C. by Howard University called Busboy and Poets. So if you Google that space, I'm doing a very comparable thing as them, but more. So, gotcha. Yeah, man, it's a great time.
So if people wanted to connect with you or even go to Love is Journey on February 15th at 620 Hamilton Street, how could they find you? How could they find what you're doing, especially in the jazz and music poetry spaces? How could they connect with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So they can connect with me at goodmusic.com, GUDMYSYC.com. And you can search through the website and get the tickets for the event. Early bird tickets are on sale right now, and tickets are selling fast. So VIP is actually sold out already. So if you want to get in there, get in.
Well, you always come in any room. You come with this positive vibe. Is there any last words that you want to say to any of the listeners? Maybe it's going to give them a extra boost in their day and some positive energy for the rest of the day. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Follow your passions. Love life. Be present. And all is good, man.
Rodney, thank you so much for coming in the studio today.
I appreciate you, Mike.
WDIY's overnight delivery service is a refreshing mix of vintage and current popular music. You'll hear many of the artists played on The Blend and some from our folk, blues, and world programs. WDIY Overnight is a continuous mix of music popular with night owls and late shift workers. Listen Monday through Saturday night from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. and Sundays from midnight to 5 a.m. for this great mix of hand-picked music on WDIY.
Welcome back to Inside the 610. I'm your host, Mike Frasetto, and now we have a very interesting character in the Lehigh Valley. I love every day I'm with him. He always makes things interesting. No other than Bo Proctor.
Yeah. It's Bo.
Bo, I'm really happy you could spend some time with us in the studio today. You know, we've been talking about it for a while that you were going to come on, and it just so happened that today is the day. And what a time for you to come in, because every time I'm with you, the topics are like what's ever really important.
Current events.
Yeah, current events. Exactly. Definitely. Like if something happened yesterday, it's like you picked up a newspaper, you looked at it on social media, and then we talk about it that day.
Yep.
It's like a regular conversation I remember growing up with my dad or my grandfather. I feel like I have the same conversations that I had with them with you.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So today, you know, it's going to be a cool conversation. I mean, the big things right now, I have to say, especially in this area, we got the Eagles.
Yeah.
Exactly. Saquon with his magical season. Everybody thought that it was going to happen.
Uh-huh. And no, not everybody. There was a lot of Giants that was hating. They was wishing.
Yeah. But I knew, like, all right, you know, he went to Whitehall, went to the Giants, but mm-hmm. I feel like they just didn't have the right offense for him. They just didn't have the right talent around him.
Hey, I'm going to speak as a Valley, veteran. I'm going to just say this. I felt like that was his plan for the door.
Me too.
He was coming home.
He was coming home
and he was coming to show out. Yeah. And this is his year for that. You know what I mean?
It certainly was.
Yeah. Definitely so.
And you know what? You know, what do you think about that by sitting him the last game?
Oh, that was his choice.
Yeah.
That was cool.
He was
actually
cool with it.
And his exact words verbatim was, nah, let the young boys eat. You know what I mean? So it's like the same opportunity that one would want coming up is the same opportunity that one should give when they're in position to give. And he was in position to allow the younger players on his team to be able to go out there and get their shine. And that's what he did. He didn't care about his yards or his achievements at that point in time. It was like, nah, I get mine when I get it.
Yeah.
And that was beautiful. That was very well, you know what I mean, presented as a Valley representative.
Yeah, you know what? I have to say, like, when that decision was made, like, the day or two before the game, I was a little upset because I was like, he's going to get 100 yards. He's going to pass that record.
Yeah, he was definitely supposed to break that record.
Yeah, exactly. Now, people will say he did have one extra game, mm-hmm. but then people will say he did have less carries than Eric Dickerson. But at first, I was like a little upset, like, man, that's going to be you in history books. You are number one, until somebody breaks it. But now that it's passed, I'm like, you know what? That was a really nice, unselfish thing that he did.
Yeah, and that made the history books. 2K say, that's all over the place. The Valley will be representing that for years to come. You know what I mean? The way he approached that situation was like grown man, like well represented, you know? And hats off to that man. Salute to him for real.
Yeah, and the whole organization, I mean, their goal is to get to the Super Bowl and win it. And,
exactly.
You know, to not risk like
stats
an injury.
Stats don't matter.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Stats don't matter. It's about the chip at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly. So who do you got? I mean, I'm
Eagles. Who do you got?
It's not going to be easy.
I mean, like, I look at it like it is going to be easy because the fire is behind it. You know what I mean? You go up against your rival, it gives you an extra spark. So I definitely feel like the Eagles is going to be coming with an extra spark of energy, and they're coming for the win. They're coming for the takeover.
All right.
We got it.
All right, so that's it for this PTI, pardon the interruption.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going on to the next topic. Ding! Another important topic right now, especially in the nation right now, is this the change of presidencies.
Oh, yeah. How do you feel?
Just like you make me nervous, I'm a little nervous. But you know what? To be honest, 4 years ago, when Biden took, I was a little nervous too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I mean, every time of the, every 4 year period, everybody gets a little bit nervous
because
nobody knows what's going to incur within the next 4 years.
Yeah. Absolutely. So. This is the first time since President Cleveland. Who was the 22nd and the 24th president. There mm-hmm. was a president in between. I believe his name was Benjamin Harrison.
Okay.
I used to be a history teacher, still a big history buff.
Yeah.
But, so this is like after the Civil War period, late 1800s. There was a president that had 4 years, mm-hmm. lost, and then had another 4 years.
Oh, okay.
So this is the second time in U.S. history that has happened, where Trump was president, Biden, and then Trump again.
And then Trump again. Yeah.
And at that time in the late 1800s, it was a very divisive, very kind of split in two type of nation.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we have this year.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
That's exactly what's going on. That's exactly what it looks like. Yeah. I don't know. This whole election term was kind of like crazy to me. Like, where is our leadership going? Where is this country headed? You know? So it's like,
yeah. I have to agree with that, man. I feel like the politics has become so commercialized, just trying to...
Oh, yeah. It's about fans and followers now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what made it shaky. The politicians are public figures, and, like, not in a good way. Like, public figures is... They're counting their Twitter.
Yeah, and, exactly.
You know, their you know, social media presence is shaking things up because of the things that they're saying.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, you know, the world, and nobody's used to the way the world is right now. That's like Snoop Dogg. 4 years ago, Snoop Dogg was saying a lot of things about, you know, performing on that platform, you know, of the inauguration and all of that. And then this year, his stance totally changed. So it's like, that's the way of the world. Or 8 years ago, I'd say. Yeah. 8 years ago, you know, people's mind frame was one way, and nowadays it's total opposite.
Yeah. You know what? I think in the last 8 years, it seems like there has been a switch where it seemed like the younger, I would say more progressive-minded people were, you know, 100, mostly Democratic.
Mm-hmm.
And then they... seems like they got behind Trump and his engine, and a lot of the younger, even more progressive-minded population is switching over to become Republicans. Why do you think that is?
I think it's because of the things that's being displayed. The business-oriented, you know, people that are looking to save what we have here going on. That's the best way I could interpret, you know, what me and my peers talk about is, you know, the fact that Trump is definitely business-minded and he's looking to grow America. And the other side is seems like they're just opening up a gate to where as though it's like a free-for-all, you know, and it's difficult.
Do you think any side like kind of just had the right messaging, or do you think it was like policy driven where like their policies really affected like the way citizens live? Like the last 4 years under Biden, were people really suffering more so than Trump the 4 years before?
In the midst of it, we don't look at what's going on. We don't see what's going on in the midst of it. So to think of, you know, how Biden's term was while he was in office, we don't think we'll always catch it in hindsight. So that probably won't even be pondered on until the next 2-3 years into, you know, the next term. But what we could say is that there are certain things that took place when Trump was in office that when Biden got into office, it stopped or it degressed or, you know, things shook up. So it was like that shake right there is what people realized and was like, whoa, this ain't cool. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that's like the whole world right now. There's it's on shaky grounds right now. Mm-hmm. I think the whole world. So that's why I said in the beginning of this, once we got into this topic, yeah, I'm nervous. I'm waiting to see what happens. I know he's going to be active. Trump's going to be active with his administration in the first 100 days, and there's nothing we can do. You know, we're going to see what happens. So, moving on from that.
He put Twitter back up.
I mean, but then took TikTok back up, right? Yeah, exactly, yeah.
He put TikTok back up.
And then the other topic we have here is music, all right? You're always big into the music scene.
Of course.
You know, you have your...
Legacy.
Yeah. You have your own group, the Legacy brand.
Yeah.
You actually have like a little expo happening on
with
streetwear.
Definitely.
You want to talk about that stuff?
All right. So we have the Ultimate Streetwear Expo that's going to be coming up in Saturday, March 1st. And it's just going to be local brands that's going to be put on a platform to, you know, put on. It's definitely going to be a place to be. Definitely so. The address is going to be 555 Union Boulevard, Allentown, Pennsylvania. And the event starts at 12 p.m. March 1st.
Gotcha. Okay. That's a one-day thing?
Yeah, definitely going to be a one-day thing, but we're doing it every quarter. So
gotcha.
We're trying to line it up to where as though once every quarter we'll have an event.
So is this, for the Valley. Is this going to be like all the people that have their own streetwear brands? They're all going to come there and kind of show off what they got?
Exactly. We'll That's have cool. model coverage. We'll be having models walk the runway and performers performing. Oh. And we're trying to get all of the local designers to come and display what they have going on so we could take that and show the world.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. That's March 1st at 555 Union Boulevard in Allentown.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. What else you got going on in 2025?
2025, we're building up Mark Goods Warehouse, Wholesale Liquidation LLC. That's at 915 West Greenleaf Street in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And it's a one-stop shop, you know? Like I said, wholesale and liquidation, we got a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And we're just trying to give back to the community through being able to fund different things through the items that we get, I would say.
Like a certain part of your sales goes back to the community?
Definitely so. And we're always giving charitable give backs. We funded 3 different toy drives over this last holiday. So, yeah, definitely. We're always busy with the community.
And then another thing that I know you've been working on for the last year is really working on your social media, where you get now paid through social media for everything that, like, every post that you make. There's a lot of people out there that want to be able to learn how to do that, but you found out a way how to do it.
Yeah.
Well, congrats on that success.
Definitely.
Yeah, so if people wanted to connect with you on, like, how to do that, how to get involved in things that you're doing, or just want to sit down, have coffee, and have these crazy conversations with you, how could they get in contact with you?
They could get in contact with me by reaching out to my social media. That's Bo Proctor on Facebook or New High Bo Proctor on Instagram. You could also reach out to my management team, Pat Simpson, Mark Goods, and Talisha Russell, you know what I mean? Yeah, and we could definitely schedule a time to sit down and go over your social media, and I could help you get your numbers right, you know what I mean? Gotcha. Or at least a direction to go in to where as though you could build up your social media and get a right direction on how to obtain monetization through that.
Gotcha. Well, Bo, thank you so much for coming in the studio today. Always a great conversation with you, man.
Definitely, definitely.